Hello everyone, it's the 28th of October and it's 7:31 a.m. here on the Isle of Skye, and the sun has not long risen, and I know I have been absent from public booze for a while. I will explain and speak and update as much as I can. And I think I've been quite depressed, and I will explain why, and I think you'll understand. I will speak to you now as I'm making breakfast and a cup of tea, a much-needed cup of tea for myself, before going off to university, to class. And I have been wanting to post for a very long time. I know that I promised a tour of the house. I know that I said that I'd update on a lot of things, and I kind of didn't, and I will say why in a minute. And it was actually, you know, I thought, oh, I must come back and tell you things. But I just couldn't get myself there, and it was actually Gwentleanne, Shannon's post from the weekend that really made me want to say hi to you all. And so, thanks, Shannon. I will briefly talk about why Shannon's post, you know, made me really want to talk to you all. And I'll tell you what's happening with me. It's these changes to audioboo that everybody's probably sick of hearing. So all I will say about that is that if it does happen, I'll be very sad about it. And yes, I did write letters. I didn't just sit and not do anything about it. I wrote letters, emails, even through the last few weeks of depression, then I'll explain. I am on Facebook. Some of you will know that a few months ago I tried to join this thing called, I think it was called VoiceBo. I don't know if people are still using that. But I found that to be just inaccessible, really. Not just a little bit hard, just at least on the iOS version it was. And a lot of you good folks who can see and used it and found me there on the platform said to me, no, you're right, it's, you know, they explained to me how things were labeled and how things were done, and they said, no, you're absolutely right, it's not very friendly to blind people. And I am on the Facebook group, and it's all lovely, but I just feel that Facebook and Twitter don't bring the sounds to life. And while we can do DMs, which is a very big part of why I'll miss audioboo, because I've made some wonderful friends here who had, especially people like Melanie, just kept me, my head above water in the last few weeks. Just the ability to talk and to tell you of all the things that are happening. And then even if I haven't been posting, just to listen to you, like all of you, every single one of you that I follow. You know, and now there are people who I will lose. And I don't want to. I will, you know, endeavor to, you know, but it's not the same to, I mean, yes, it's wonderful. It's the most important thing to do a one-on-one, but, you know, people are not going to record their sounds and their walking around and stuff just for one person, are they? You know, people are going to, it's not going to be quite the same. So I will miss it. And I actually think it's very sad, and I actually think that there wouldn't, you know, I don't see what the harm is if people are paying for essentially bandwidth to be able to post. I mean, we're paying for it.
At least some of us are. You know, and that's where people who are not paying for it get a shorter time, and that's how it should be. You know,
if you can't pay for it, you get a shorter time. If you can pay for it, you get a longer time. I don't know. It's just sad. So I am hoping that if this does happen, I should probably say when this happens. I'm still in a little bit of denial about this, I have to say. Queen of denial.
I shall be very... It will leave this kind of void, this kind of space, this kind of hole in my life that will be very hard. And if that sounds pathetic to anyone, well, I'm sorry. But anyone who this sounds pathetic to is probably an audio boo as well. So that will be sad. And if I had the know-how and the talent and the smarts and the brains and all that, I would try and develop a similar app, but I don't, unfortunately. That's why all I could do is write emails. And, I didn't complain vocally and publicly because, and I didn't write, posts of doom, like, this is going to happen. And I didn't do anything about that because my mind was, and most of my energy resources were elsewhere, but I did take notice, and it is sad. You know, I miss hearing Yana and her morning walks, and just everyone. Shower tunes, and Dante, and books, and coffee shops, and dogs and rats and... I know that quite a few of us here have anxiety, and somehow people's voices bring us comfort. I know I do. I know Shannon, Gwentleanne mentioned anxiety, so I feel okay to also mention that. She does, and there are a few more people who've mentioned this here, that Audio Boo does help. So it is sad. And it's okay to be sad, and it's even okay to complain about it. And I think if we can find another medium there's clear record and we can send each other messages, and that's awesome, and I'm fully going to do that. But is there another medium for something like this that works? Because I don't know what the state of VoiceBo is, but for me it just didn't work, from an accessibility point of view. And it's not that I was too lazy to learn another piece of software. It didn't work accessibility wise. Alright, well, moving on then. I mean, I'm sure you've heard it all. And at the end of the day, if that's what they choose to do, they've got the money, so they're gonna do what they're gonna do. And we'll just have to deal. So I will tell you about what's been happening with me, and it hasn't been easy. Apart from the things you probably expect me to say, like, yes, school hasn't been easy, and moving in here and getting used to things, but these are normal things, and these are things that I signed up for, so I am going to say that these things were not easy, but they haven't broken my spirit at all. What has broken my spirit are things that I hadn't signed up for, and that's life, I know. But the main thing is Rosie, bless her heart. My wonderful, wonderful guide dog, who's, you can hear her traveling around. Rosie isn't well, and she isn't well in a serious way. She in the last few months, since before we left Israel, she had kennel cough, and we just didn't, we did treat it, and it got okay. It's fine. We
we treated the kennel cough, but there was this lingering cough, and we treated it with more antibiotics in Australia. And it's a cough that's been lingering for now, what's going to be 6 months very soon. Now, a lot of you who know me for a long time know that Rosie has an underlying condition that renders her immune system very weak. So she is prone to getting more infections, and she's also takes a long time to shake them off. This is because she has an autoimmune system that basically destroys her white blood cell count. And this has been discovered very early on and has been treated. We tried steroids and they didn't help. They just made her sick. And we took her to many doctors and spent a lot of money, because Guide Dogs Israel did help with some of the bills, which I'm very grateful for. But at some point they said to me, we can't pay anymore. And I still treated her because I thought she deserved it. And they didn't talk about retiring her or anything, because she was okay. She was quite a healthy dog. You know, apart from when she was doing steroids. And once we took her off them, we all agreed, you know, with the advice of... And doctors abroad were consulted, even as far as New Zealand. And we were basically... We all agreed, well, she's happy. She's playing. She's eating. She's working great. She's guiding. She's strong. And, okay, so her blood cell count is low. That's Rosie. That's just how she is. And we're just going to live with that. And as long as she's not exhibiting any symptoms, because that was the whole thing that everybody was saying, well... There are no clinical symptoms. There are no clinical symptoms. There were some at the beginning. That's how we discovered the symptoms. There was something called Dermodex, which she had, which people were very surprised about, because like people like in the guide dog and in the veterinary field, because Dermodex is usually seen in much younger puppies or much older dogs, and that was okay. That was dealt with. But this cough hasn't been... letting up, and at the beginning it was all right, it was a little bit, but it has got to the point where it was affecting her work. She couldn't concentrate, her nose was constantly running. I know that sounds surreal, but it really was like a cold, and it was, you know, interfering with her work. She couldn't concentrate, she didn't work well, apart from the fact that she's in a new territory and a new type of environment and needs to work even harder, bless her heart. But it wasn't just, oh, it's a new territory. I could feel that she was trying so hard and that she was not happy and she was suffering. And I said, I can't work her like this, you know, let's go and check this out. So we went to the vet here, and I have to say, the vet here charged me a fortune. I don't know how we're going to keep paying for her bills, because the problem is I'm not in Israel right now. And so Guide Dogs Israel is not helping with that. And Guide Dogs UK, she doesn't belong to Guide Dogs UK, so they're not helping with that. Her last bill was £400. That's insane. That's like, in the US terms, that's like about... oh, almost $800. So you understand. Anyways, that's not why I'm here. I'm just telling you, you know, all that's going on. It seems that even though right now there's no present bacteria in Rosie's blood, we did blood tests. We did like a sample of stuff in her chest. We did X-rays. You know, and while she's exhibiting symptoms of like bronchitis, basically, there isn't any present bacteria in her. So, and what the doctor has seen is actual scarring and damage to her lungs. And because there's no bacteria doing it, he thinks it's because of all the immune system, like it's nothing that I did, or it's just over time, you know, because she can't fight it. So it got deeper and deeper and deeper, and basically he doesn't believe, he didn't say 100% because you never can, but he doesn't believe that it's going to be reversible. Which means that she cannot work right now and probably can't work again. Not for sure. We'll wait. We'll do some more x-rays, but that's the prognosis. Like, she's not sick to the point of, the worst. And I should probably say yet here. And she's not, but she might get there, and especially if her lungs continue to deteriorate. This is hard. Most of you know that last summer 2014, we lost Snowy. And now this is just too much for one year and a few months. And it breaks my heart. My heart just breaks for her. And on a practical level, on a selfish level, and that's just like second or third down the line, because first of all, it's Rosie, and I worry about Rosie, and I want Rosie to be well. And I want her to be happy again, because she... she isn't. She wants to play and wants to be happy. And the minute she starts to walk, like not walk around, but jump and wag her tail, she starts to cough. So that's why she can't work. She cannot get excited. She has to be kept calm and quiet. And y'all know, those of you who've seen Rosie, she's very lively. No, she's not noisy or wild or anything, but she gets excited. She's very affectionate. But the minute she starts wagging her tail and licking and getting excited, she coughs. And so that's the worst thing, but it also has implications for me as far as guide dog thing, because I haven't been working her for a couple of weeks almost now, and more than that really, and I haven't been working her, and so I haven't been taking her to college. A lot of you know that the terrain there is not easy. So I've lost a lot of my confidence. I am lucky that I got a guide dog quite late in life. She's my first guide dog. So my cane technique is very good. I'm a good, confident cane user, but it does, once you've had a guide dog and you're used to working with a guide dog, it does take something away. It makes you lonely, and it takes something, some kind of confident thing away, some kind of security, safety thing. And so I am very, very sad and very lonely in college, and people have been supportive. But the thing is that I would like to have another guide dog at some stage, and hopefully soon, but I kind of don't know what to do, because I could ask to be put on the UK waiting list, if they even will do that for me. I don't even know, because right now Rosie's still officially a guide dog. She hasn't been retired yet, because she isn't yet retired. But if this continues, I won't have a choice. And so I don't know if Guide Dogs UK will consider giving me a guide dog, and if they do, how long it will take. And it's not so simple for me to take time out from my studies, because I'm on a student visa and I have to be studying full time, to be honest. So, because if I don't, then that goes against the terms of my visa. And so... I'm very much in a bind, very scared.
Oops. Speech on. Pause recording. Pause recording. Button. Speech off.
Sorry, I touched my phone and I just wanted to make sure I was still recording. scared, very scared. Don't know what to do. Don't know whether I should try and get a guide dog. Or wait, or... my studies have been going not as well as I've hoped because I can't really focus on them. You know, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've been quite spoiled in my academic life. I'm used to things being easy for me. I'm used to being at or near the top of the class with everything I do, but because I can't concentrate, because I'm worried, because, you know, it's been affecting me. It's been affecting my mood, and it's been affecting my ability to focus on my studies. And my studies are very, very hard and very intensive. To add to all this fun, there is some unclarity about Jeff's visa. We're waiting for some answers. And so if we don't get the answers that we need to get, we might have to leave anyway. So I also am worried about that because we've unpacked and stuff in the house, but we haven't really made it our own. We haven't even bought a computer table because we don't know if we're going to have to up sticks and leave. Do you see? I won't go into the ins and outs of this, of the why, because that's not for me to tell you, you know. If Jeff wants to tell you, then he can or not, but... you know, there are some unclarities as to, you know, his visa. I mean, it's all legal, but, you know, we're doing everything legally. That's why we're waiting for answers. But we may have to change tactics. So, we've spoken to lawyers, we've paid lawyers. So we're trying to do the right thing and trying to be okay. But these things are really on our minds. I have mentioned this kind of a few weeks ago. The situation in Israel has deteriorated to the point of, if somebody asked me today, what do you think, should I go to Israel? I said, I would say absolutely not. It's actually dangerous. People are getting stabbed in the streets every day. There were actually 2 stabbings in Ra'anana, our town, which is probably one of the safest, if not the safest town in Israel, 5 minutes from our house. Very unhappy with the situation there on both sides, very worried. My family is they're okay, but they are, you know, they are worried, and my mom doesn't leave her house much because she's worried, and this is all a big worry, and so this is why I've been absent, and this is why it's been so hard for me. I've been wanting to come and talk to you all for so long, and I was afraid that I wouldn't get through it. And so actually, I really want to thank Shannon, who's really kind of candid, honest, direct post. Just gave me the kind of strength I need to post this. And see, this is the type of stuff I mean. You know, we're looking at losing all of this now. There's no audiobook. So I am not doing well. Community here has been supportive. I have made some friends. People give me lifts in the morning. People have been kind, really they have. But they can't study for me and they can't solve these problems for me, and I don't expect them to. I'm just saying that their kindness is amazing. But it's not changing the situation. I wish it did. I wish, you know, I just want Rosie to be okay. I want us to be okay. I think because of my anxiety, it feeds on the uncertainty. I think uncertainty is anxiety provoking for anyone, even without an anxiety disorder. But, you know, people who have anxiety, uncertainty is like the food of anxiety, you know what I mean? Because the anxiety comes from the what if, what if, what if, what if, what if. And it feeds on it like poison, like a canker, you know what I mean? And so it's just not good, and I have been taking some of my anti-anxiety again, which I was so happy that, you know, on Sky I could stop taking them because the atmosphere is so peaceful. And it is, it's lovely. I'll open the door and let you hear what we hear, which is the water and the wind and some cows. So I'm still not taking my antidepressants, which is good, but I have gone back to taking my anti-anxiety almost on a daily basis. It's still on an as-needed basis, but it's needed. Now let me just open the back door. I do want to do the tour. And that's it. Now, because it's very still, you don't really hear the water very much today, but I will get that recorded for you at some point, I hope, before they shut us down here. So that's what's been happening, and this is why I haven't been around, but I have been looking and listening and caring and just the creaky beechwood floors. Hello, Rosie. Hello. You want to say hi to everyone? Hello. Just stay there. Stay there. Calm down. You know, I try to play with her. I want to play with her because I always play with her. The minute we start to play, she starts to cough. Anyway, I will let you guys go. I just wanted to touch base and explain, and I hope you're all doing really well, and speak soon.
Speech on. Pause recording. Button.